Senate Majority Leader Scott Jenkins says legislators are keeping a lot of their bills under wraps this year, making it hard for legislative research to provide drafts and get the process moving.
We're not getting on these fast enough and releasing them. They're behind a little bit right now as compared to previous years. On the first day of the session, we like to have a couple hundred bills be read in and be ready to go. Well, right now, we're not there.
Last week, Jenkins told his Senate GOP colleagues they need to start moving their bills through. He expects more immigration bills to come out of the woodwork.
This summer, it squeaked out that there was 16 immigration bills that have been filed. But that was like 5 months ago. I'm just guessing that there's been at least four or five more.
He says the goal is to consolidate some of the immigration bills, but that hasn't happened so far. House Minority Leader David Litvak foresees that happening soon.
If I had the crystal ball in front of me, I would say that what we initially see is an attempt at the beginning of the session to try and consolidate as much of this as possible into a comprehensive legislation. And depending on that effort and where that effort leads, I think the rest of the session will follow.
But which direction will lawmakers go on immigration?
The enforcement only, not there. Representative Wimmer's bill, not there. The worker's permit, it's creative, it's got some possibility, it has some problems. We really have to evaluate it. We need to understand what the policies around it are.
Litvak says he hopes lawmakers will come together in a decision that follows the Utah Compact, a set of principles signed by many lawmakers and community leaders last year that sets out a humane approach to immigration reform. Republican Representative David Clark, formerly the Speaker of the House, expects lawmakers will take their time before getting to both the immigration bills and the looming budget.
Do you remember in college you did your term paper when? Usually the night before. When it comes to doing the budget, usually it's the last thing that we end up doing because we can't wait any longer. These type of issues that are highly emotionally charged, that are very difficult, they will, before the end of the session, all be decided. But as normal, many of those are done in the latter weeks.
Clark says he's got a lot on his plate as chairman of the new Social Services Appropriations Committee, which oversees Health and Human Services, the Utah State Office of Rehabilitation, and Department of Workforce Services. It's now the largest single appropriations committee this year, followed by public education.
This is brand new territory, and trying to put our arms around in one appropriation committee that's meeting twice as often as all of the others, it's challenged because the dollars are not there, and the federal government is telling us you will spend more money.
Representative Litvak says budget matters for the all-encompassing committee will be difficult to tackle, but thinks it will lead legislators to have a more systemic view of various social services in the state. The legislative session ends at midnight on Thursday, March 10th. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.